For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Adam Schefter just yesterday writes, sources said the Steelers had not been planning to draft a quarterback in round one, but they were also not expecting Sanders to fall out of the top 10. Now all options seem to be on the table. They are preparing in case they have the option to draft Sanders. Albert Breer added, I don't think there's an overwhelming consensus in the building to pick the Colorado star, but perhaps a growing acceptance of the idea. We bring in our guy, our Steelers insider, our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, to get into this. Hi, Jeff. How you doing today?
Morning, guys. It gets you all warm and fuzzy inside thinking that the next quarterback to lead the Steelers could be there because... well, there's a growing acceptance. It could be your guy.
Not an excitement, not a consensus, no. An acceptance.
Yeah, man. And we also always have to put into the caveat at this time of year that last minute, let's throw teams off by trying to get information out there. But, man, it you get to the point where mock drafts at first are kind of fun. Let's see where these at. At least for me, it's like, can we do the damn thing already? Let's do the actual draft. We've gone through all the different scenarios. Now you're going to get some last minute things. It happens every year where a last minute guy rises or falls or a new name gets added, whether it's for clicks, whether it's to throw somebody off, or whether it is true inside information. I guess we all get to try to figure out.
Well, Jeff, wouldn't you feel like it would be a good pick if the Steelers picked Shedeur Sanders at 21, a guy who was regarded as a top two quarterback in this draft throughout the whole college football season, throughout the whole, you know, from January till now, a top two, top three guy that had fell to 21. Wouldn't that be a good pick, though? Like, you would think, or no?
I mean, I don't know who else is on the board. I think that needs to be taken into consideration. And I know that they need a quarterback, but you got to be sure. You got to make sure that Shedeur Sanders is. You love the accuracy. You love the confidence. You love the poise about Shedeur Sanders. Ironically, not as much the athleticism. And, you know, there are a few decisions. There's a few decisions every quarterback makes, but there's also the Travis Hunter part of, are a lot of those numbers as much for the receiver as the quarterback? And I know that's been talked about with Shedeur. Seeing your reports of him falling, and I saw one on CBS, one of their headlines is him falling out of the first round.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the worst thing. And trade back and try to get Shedeur Sanders.
And Adam, that's been reported as well that the Steelers are looking to trade back. That hasn't been something they've really done, but you know they've done some things recently that they've never really done before.
Yeah, we were kicking that around before the show, trying to think of if and when the Steelers had traded back. I mean, they've traded up a whole bunch. I mean, Santonio Holmes, Troy Polamalu, Devin Bush. I mean, that list goes on. Jeff, is it possible? I mean, because I see now that Adam Schefter says that the Saints are all hot and heavy on Jackson Dart. Is it possible the Steelers actually like Dart? We'll remember back to the 2022 draft when everyone thought the Steelers were in on Malik Willis and they wound up taking Kenny 20th overall.
Wasn't that smart of the Steelers to make everybody think that they're in on Malik Willis? And maybe that's why you should or because they really want Jackson Dart. I mean, that's what we're going to have to find out. I mean, even though Shador didn't visit, they've done their homework. They know what Shador is all about. And obviously they had Jackson Dart in for a visit. Quarterback is a big part, but it's not the only thing they need and would want first round. That's why I say it's careful to see who might drop or if they drop back. I look at it this way. I think if they drop back, I really think quarterback's really on their radar because they think somebody's going to fall.
Well, what do you think is more likely for the Steelers to do? Trade back to get back into the second round? Because I believe, and I feel like there's a consensus out there that believe that the Steelers want that second round pick back for this year's draft. So what do you think is more likely, them trading back into the first round to get maybe a second round or trading out of the first round to get another second round or trading next year's picks to get back into the second round of this year?
Yeah, I think the trade I saw was like one of the mocks I saw that was really intriguing to me was Lions. And then they didn't get back in the first round, but they got 34 in the second and like 63 in the third. So you got a second, third. And if you look at a lot of the needs that they have and some of the players they brought, I mean, that would make sense because some of those guys, running back, receivers, corners, even a safety that they brought in, like Fitz at least is mocked right in those areas. So that would make, I mean, that makes sense to me. I mean, I personally, Kenneth Grant is the guy who has my attention. Like I look at him as a Hampton and you could do some things with Benton, whether you slide him out. I mean, I like that pick, but I think they do have some options.
Should we drop Jeff and call him back? Yep. Jeff, we're going to call you. You're breaking up a little bit here. So we're going to just give you a call on the phone line. That mock trade he was talking about, the Steelers send their first-round pick, so 21, and then a sixth-round pick to the Giants for the 34th overall pick, and then a third-round pick at 65th overall. So they move back 13 spots, or math, 10 spots, and then 13, math, and then... They don't pick again until 83rd, so you'd get that 65th overall pick, and you'd get yourself...
2 seconds and two-thirds?
You would wind up getting a second.
So you'd have two seconds.
You'd have 2 seconds.
And yeah. Two-thirds, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff, just switching gears now. We got you back. Switching gears now to the Pirates. What if they come back from this West Coast swing at 9-20 or 10-19? I mean, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim have... kind of surprised a little bit. Mike Trout's hit 8 home runs, and then we know how good the Dodgers are. I mean, you come back and that's your record, season's over. Like, do you move on from the manager? Do you think that Bob Nutting might pull the trigger?
I'm thinking he might pull the trigger at that point. What we've seen this year,
we're gonna have, sorry,
should not
Jeff,
be a surprise.
We're gonna have to call him back on the phone, Callis. Well, I just dropped him there. That's why we said the phone.
Phone before, right?
Yeah, the phone. Yeah, that's just, but I'm not going to be mean to him. I've turned over a new leaf with Callis. Even after the 40 days, 40 nights, I'm going to keep being nice to him.
All right, we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that works. Yeah.
Off to a bad start.
Right.
Well, I haven't said anything.
No, but you could tell that your engines are revving.
Bubbling a little bit over here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I think the Steelers are running interference there. Anytime that Jeff started talking about trading back into the draft, that's when stuff got weird. All right, Jeff, I think we got it figured out. Hello.
Yeah, my bad, boys.
No, it's okay.
I don't know what's going on this morning.
It happens. Anytime you started talking about Steelers trading back, I think they were trying to run interference there. They don't want that information getting out there.
I think you're right.
All right, back on to the Pirates here, Jeff. I mean... Listen, I know the roster is flawed, and then on top of being flawed, it's also banged up. But you are starved for offense, and you sit O'Neill Cruz, who's in his mid-20s, to keep him off his feet. And then McCutcheon, you don't even pinch hit him for Jack Sawinski when you have an opportunity where the hitter is the tying runner, and it's not just McCutcheon, it's Joey Bart, it's IKF, all options off the bench, and you go with, my God, Canario. I understand there's a lot of bigger problems than Derek Shelton, but Derek Shelton is, he's managing like a guy who thinks he's going to be here for the next 10 years. I'm seeing no sense of urgency from this guy.
Yeah, especially when there's a day off on Monday.
Yes!
I mean, and O'Neal Cruz, I think we need to be to this point where O'Neal Cruz is an everyday player. If you want to move him up and down the lineup because of a lefty matchup, whatever. But he needs to be in that lineup every day. He is that difference-making player that you need on your team. You need to give him opportunities against lefties. I know he struggled, but it's not like you're bringing in some great right-handed hitter. You're bringing in a guy in Canario who strikes out all the time, who the Mets gave up on, who's basically a Rule 5 player for you. And you know, I agree with you, and I think a lot of it is Shelton's – the emphasis is on Shelton because he can't make mistakes as manager because the roster's so thin. And – but that being said, you can't – you've got to run O'Neal Cruz out there. You've got to use McCutcheon more. And if he's doing it to try to help a guy throughout the entire season, we're at that point where you can't worry about August right now. You got to win games in April. And if that means, you know, guys getting a little fatigued – or you're worrying about an inch, who cares at this point? I know it's a marathon, not a sprint, but you know what? They're falling so far behind in the marathon that it may not matter. And they need to think more urgently, not about this guy's health over the span of a season. And, man, hey, you know, I want to emphasize again, not that I have love for Derek Shelton, but, I mean, look at what he has to work with. I mean, there's just not a lot there.
Jeff, last question for you. What were your biggest takeaways from Kyle Dubas' comments yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, the one that everybody's kind of grabbed onto is the one I think they should is, you know, he's not trying to get this team back and skirt into the playoffs and then be a first-round exit just to say you've been in the playoffs. He's trying to build a championship team, which takes time, which means that he's sacrificing – some of the greatest players to ever put on a Penguin sweater's end of career. But his plan is to do it that way. Like, that stuck out to me. Also, you know, took a shot at Carlson, which I think was fair because Carlson made a comment on Friday about, you know, well, we're too inconsistent and don't ask me, you'll have to ask somebody else about why we underachieve. And then he says, well, you know, if only Carlson's actions matched his ambitions. And how maybe he needs to come in every day like the rest of the team and work at the same level. And so I kind of like Dubas threw a little bit out there. And there was an intention to what he was doing. And he didn't promise that they were going to turn it around right away or that they had to win for Sidney Crosby. It was about taking the franchise back to where they wanted to go. And it didn't matter. Not that they don't want to win with Sid still there, but it didn't matter that they had to honor Sid's career. I think we hear that a lot. Oh, you got to win for Cam and TJ. No, what you need to do is make the franchise better. And whether he'll do it or not, or is able to do it, we'll see. But I like the mentality that he had.
Me too, Jeff. Appreciate your time as always. And we will talk to you on Thursday on draft day.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
See you, buddy. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, writing a whole bunch of good stuff on 93.7thefan.com. And you can check it out there online. 60 hours, 45 minutes, 23 seconds until the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. Yep. Says it right there on ESPN.
Yep. Countdown.
We'll count you down.
Yes.
A lot of draft talk. I would agree with Jeff had to say, talking about the Pirates too, man. Okay, I get Andrew McCutcheon being 37. I get it. You got to play him now. Yeah. Every single day. He showed he can play in the field. He did it well. He stole a base the other day. Play him every single day or else you're screwed.
Yes.
Play Cruz every single day. You are 8-15.
You're playing for your job. You're coaching for your job. You're managing for your job. Like, that is on the line right now.
That is exactly right, Dorn. And whether it was ever actually attainable or not ain't really the point. But they wanted to be a playoff team this year. And last year... Second wild card team had 89 wins. They're not getting 89. No shot. The 2 years prior to that, though, an 84-win team made the playoffs. Here's what they'd have to do to get to 84 wins the rest of the way. 76 and 63. They'd go 13 games over 500 the rest of the way just to get to 84 wins. So if your goal is still your goal, and it has to be, like, you're not managing just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Cruz needs to be in the lineup every day. Reynolds needs to be in the lineup every day. McCutcheon needs to be in the lineup every day. And more often than not, he's a catcher. I get it. Joey Bart needs to be in the lineup every day. Quit screwing around. Season's done, in all likelihood, already. But you have a bad road trip, you're finished. It's over. All right, we'll react to a little bit of what Kyle Dubas had to say when we come back. Then it's back to the draft talk. Draft talk. Right now, it's a hairy headline. What are you laughing about?
Just you telling somebody that they're finished.
They're done. It's over.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Text us 412-928-9370, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Getting texts saying that Sidney Crosby's 37 years old and he plays his ass off at a high level every single game, and Andrew McCutcheon gets sat down every other game because, well, he's 37. It's absurd. It's absurd! Like, if they feel like he can be his most productive self playing 130 games, all right, whatever. But when you can't hit. You're wasting good starting pitching time and time again. Right now is not the time to sit him.
No.
And it's never the time to sit O'Neal Cruz. That is such a joke to me.
Three homers in a row, and then you sit him. Like, you just literally full stopped his production.
Seriously.
It's crazy. Like, you knocked it. You're like, all right, well, you're doing too good. Let's sit you down.
Let's just sit you down.
You're like, what?
Nobody else in the damn lineup's hitting. And the guy who is on pace to be a 30-30 guy this year, let's give him a respite. Let's give him a nice day off.
Bizarre.
And the one that killed me was over the weekend. You got a runner on second. You're down by two. Jack Sawinski comes up. Yes, you need to pinch hit for Jack Sawinski. And they did. Alexander Canario. Meanwhile, you've got McCutcheon on the bench. You've got Joey Bart on the bench. You've got IKF on the bench. And you go with Alexander Canario? Are you freaking kidding me? And I saw a column in the Trip. What does firing Shelton do? Look, this roster's not good. Pitching, fine. Bullpen's coming together, fine. Fine. We thought those things would be good. You don't have a good enough lineup. But you also have a manager who's pulling the wrong strings and hitting the wrong buttons.
Yes.
And for a team that, best case scenario, is going to flirt with 80 wins, can you steal 5 or 6 because the manager's making the right decision? Or maybe more importantly, can you flush 5 or 6 fewer games because the manager is competent? Because that was an incompetent decision. And the in and out of the lineup with McCutcheon and the in and out of the lineup with O'Neal Cruz is just unforgivable to me. And people keep texting, and I saw a bunch of tweets to this effect this weekend. It's the analytical people. No, it's not. There's not a single analytic in baseball that tells you that Alexander Canario is a better option in that situation than those guys.
No.
So I don't think that the lineup card's coming from upstairs, and if it is, well, then fire them too. I mean, seriously. There's not an analytic in baseball that tells you that there's not a single number that points to Alexander Canario being a better option than any of those other three in that situation. Not one. I wish we had a blood pressure cuff in here. That might be a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just slap one on me when I get worked up like this.
I can get one. I have one at home.
Those things work. You hit the button and it...
Yeah.
I never liked that growing up.
Why? Scared of it?
It's not that I'm scared. It's that I feel like my hand balloons 4 sizes. I know it doesn't, but you just feel all the blood get kind of trapped in your arm that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're scared what, your hand was going to explode or something?
No, I just don't like the feeling of it. It's like a real big dude comes over and squeezes my bicep, which I don't like. Callis, you've been getting closer and closer to the microphone. You had something to say on the Pirates, I'm guessing.
I did, but you being afraid of a blood pressure cuff is kind of funny.
That took your mind off it?
Well, yeah, because when people squeeze you, you I guess they are kind of feeling your bone more than anything because you don't really have those muscles.
That's right. Some guy commented on the pictures of me throwing out the first pitch and said, well, I guess you're skipping leg day. My man, I skip every day. Like, you think you're everything. You think you're owning me. I ain't lifted a weight in months. Skip leg day. You got me. Nah, man, I skip every day.
In all seriousness, because I know you never come and work out with me, but I'm trying to develop a knuckleball and I want to start pitching. Would you be a live batter for me if I wanted to go pitch one day? Here at a field in Green Tree?
As long as you don't mix in any hard stuff, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I can't throw anything?
No, it's just got
basketball sliders, no?
Exclusively knuckleballs.
Well, that's no... He'd definitely hit you, like, on purpose.
I'm fine with getting hit by a knuckleball. I ain't trying to get hit with a fastball.
Right.
I'm 34, I got kids, I don't need you breaking my orbital bone.
So you think I could hurt you with a pitch? That's actually kind of flattering.
I think a lot of people can hurt a lot of people with a pitch, no matter how hard they throw.
It's a projectile.
Yeah.
I said we talk about Kyle Dubas here. We have a big announcement coming up in 32 minutes, top of the 8 o'clock hour. You're going to want to be tuned in for that. As for Kyle Dubas, he said, yeah, sneaking into the playoffs next year ain't what this is all about. It's about building towards a championship. And he also said he feels more optimistic about where the roster is right now, despite having fewer points this year than last year. And I'm with him. Like, Koivunen came in, looked really good. Now they're in the AHL playoffs, and he looks really good. You have a whole bunch of picks these next 3 years. I don't think it's impossible, Doran, for them to accidentally make the playoffs next year. Like, this goaltender from the AHL put up unreal stats. And if he's ready next year and he gives them, I don't know, slightly above league average goaltending and some of these young guys, you put consistently next to Malkin because his line mates were changing too much this year. Yep. He was talking about that. I think you could still build out towards a championship, quote unquote. Like, it all sounds good. And I think you could accidentally make it in next year. The East sucks. Mm-hmm. It sucks, Doran. Mm-hmm. You're 6 wins away from having a shot at being a playoff team. Like, I don't think it's all that hard, but I actually agree with his vision. And this isn't to say I think Kyle Dubas is doing a great job or that I trust him and that he's the right man for the job and he's going to see the Penguins into their next great era here. I have no idea. But I do think that's the right mindset. We're not trying to weasel this thing through so that we're good enough next year to be the 7th or 8th seed.
We want to be the team. Yes.
And I don't know that Washington thought that they'd be where they are right now. And I'm not saying the Penguins can do that in one off season.
They did it right, though. I mean, they surrounded Ovi with young talent. I mean, that's the formula.
And that's what the Penguins are trying to do.
Yeah.
Texter, Adam, you don't have biceps. I know. I'm saying that about myself. You're not hurting my feelings. I'm not an athlete. I yell into a microphone. 412-928-9370. All right. Coming up next, are you smarter than a plumber? Jake was texting us. It's been a couple of weeks for Jake. He's got a new format, which always makes me nervous.
Yes.
Then we'll get back into the draft after that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Awaiting Southside Jake, Steelers just 60 hours, 23 minutes away. well, from the draft starting and then however long after that to get to pick number 21, you and I will be doing draft coverage with Donnie Football on Friday.
Yes, sir.
On Thursday, we will not be on.
Correct.
Will you be tweeting out the picks before they happen?
I have retired.
You've retired?
Yes.
We didn't even get to do a retirement tour last year.
Or maybe I haven't retired. I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet. I'll think about it tomorrow.
I know it makes you nervous.
Yes.
And it has since the Kenny Pickett draft.
Yes.
Because you were told that it was going to be Kenny, and you were like, I don't know.
I was told it was going to be Kenny, and then they said they were joking, and then it was actually Kenny.
And so you're a little gun-shy now.
Yes.
Very good. All right, we are joined by Southside Jake. We're having problems with the video stream, as we did with Jeff. So Jake going to be joining us right now via phone because, hey, why the hell not? Hi, Jake. How you doing, buddy? Jake, you there?
I am here. Are you there?
Yeah, I should have taken Tuesday off. Took yesterday off, little rest, and now we got all kind of issues. So happy to be here.
Technical difficulties do happen.
That's
every
right.
day. You know what I mean?
And that's why you'd call you, right? To help people out.
That's right. I mean, you know, got a couple air conditioning calls yesterday, which was pretty crazy. But, you know, when there's problems, you call me. So if you need your camera fixed, such as on your fan radio station, you call me, or you just call me for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. That's probably the right way to go.
There you go. Doran, did you start your air conditioning yet?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. Jake is going to be coming through soon.
Very good. I just opened my windows for now. For now. I got to hold out until at least May so I could prove to the world that I'm a man.
Mm.
All right, Jake, you said there's a new format, which scares us. You want to walk us through it and then get this puppy rolling here?
I know. I'm always looking for improvement. That's just how I am. So, you know, a lot of people, I guess, are probably going to be familiar with it. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? So we're going to play Who Wants to Be Smarter Than a Plumber? So basic questions with multiple choice answers. Three questions. You do have two lifelines. And for the entire three questions, you got the 50-50 option, and then you got phone a friend, who is Harry Callis.
Huh.
So let's get this thing rolling. What
let's
do you think?
Let's do it. Rock and
All
roll.
Right. First question, here we are. This player was the first overall pick in his NFL draft and won Rookie of the Year. Obviously, Offensive Rookie of the Year based on these names. A, Jeff George. B, Baker Mayfield. C, Sam Bradford. And D, Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia seems like a weird inclusion.
I feel like it's Jeff George.
I feel like it's Baker Mayfield.
He won Rookie of the Year?
Think so. He set the all-time rookie touchdown mark, but they sucked.
Huh.
50-50?
Yeah.
We're going 50-50. Already we're going 50-50.
Okay, here we go. 50-50, we are taking away Jeff Garcia and Jeff George. You now have Sam Bradford and Baker Mayfield on the board.
It's Baker.
Yep.
B, Baker, final answer?
Yes.
The answer is C, Sam Bradford.
What?
Yes, 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 yes.
Son of a bitch! Jeez!
I feel like I would have remembered Baker Mayfield being the rookie of the year. I just didn't remember that.
I mean, I didn't remember Sam Bradford. What?
Me neither.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tyler in Canonsburg writes, I love Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Thank you, Tyler. Question two, let's go.
All right.
What the?
What NFL franchise has never had a number one overall pick? A, the New England Patriots. B, Minnesota Vikings. C, Arizona Cardinals. Or D, Denver Broncos.
It's not the Patriots or Broncos. What were the other two? Vikings.
The other two,
Cardinals.
And Cardinals.
Vikings and Cardinals. And this is who has not ever had a number one overall draft pick.
Who is not, yeah.
Oh, man. This is tough. I'm going to say the Vikings.
Rosen wasn't 1-1. No. I'll go Vikings with you.
Yeah.
Final answer. Blah, 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 blah.
Final answer would be Vikings.
Yeah.
Is incorrect. It is D, the Denver Broncos.
Go to hell.
See, Elway, I think that we got thrown off there because
I hate this. I don't like more options.
There's actually one other team that has never had a number one overall pick, and that team is the Seattle Seahawks. They are the only two teams.
All right, well, you've already beat us. Let's just do the third one for bleeps and giggles.
All right, I was very lenient on this answer. Let's just put it that way. Since the year 2000, how many kickers have been drafted?
Oh, mother bleeper.
A, 20 to 30. So there's a range. B, 30 to 40. C, 40 to 50. Or D, over 50.
20 to 30.
I think so, too.
We can't even call Callis. He don't know.
We might as well. Callis, what do you think? We're phoning a friend.
I think it's 30 to 40, actually. Let's go with the second option.
Let's go 20 to 30. You want to go 20 to 30?
We're wrong.
You want to go 20 to 30?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
A is your final answer?
Yes.
It is actually C, 40 to 50. There has been 49 kickers drafted since the year 2000.
Unbelievable.
Wow, we got waxed.
Average two a year. We need to be better. Goodbye.
Well, you know, new session, new segment. We'll try it again.
No,
you know,
I like the format. The format's not the problem. It's us.
Yeah, we got to sharpen up.
Think of some other lifelines we can use. I don't know. That's all.
Throwing myself out a window would be a lifeline. All right, get out of here, Jake. Goodbye.
Bye, Jake.
Southside Jake, Southside Plumbing and Heating. A good man.
We're awful.
An honest human.
Awful. That was a horrible
performance. I love saying stuff like, it's not the Broncos. Just totally
confident.
Yeah, because
what happened with Elway? Something, I mean.
Listen.
He was supposed to be the number one pick or something.
Listen. I accept responsibility and I'll be better. Harry was closer than we were on the final one.
Yeah, phone me in once in a while, why don't you?
I mean, you still got it wrong, but
you get one around.
You got it wrong.
But it was closer than you guys were.
What does that mean? You got it wrong.
Has to be 20 to 30. I'm Crowley. I know best. It has to be 20. Why would we even ask Gallus?
Harry, you were wrong.
It has to be 20 to 30.
You can't do a victory lap when you were wrong, too.
Okay, you were wrong three times, though.
That's right.
I got Baker Mayfield right. I knew he wasn't it. And I actually went against the Broncos. That's true. So I got one more than you. There you go.
Very good. All right. The NFL draft is 60 hours and 15 minutes away. The Steelers rumored to be looking to trade back or draft Sanders 21st overall. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up in 10 minutes, we got a big announcement to make, and we'll be talking about the NFL draft. There's a rumored trade in the works. Steelers and Giants. Steelers send the first round pick, that's 21st overall, and a sixth round pick to the Giants for their second round pick, 34th overall, and a third round pick, 65th overall. I'd be all over that, Doran, if you're not going to get Shedeur Sanders. And I think that's how that would work. Like, I don't think they'd trade back to 34th thinking that they could get Shedeur.
Right.
Like, you're obviously saying, all right, we didn't get the quarterback, but there's a ton of players with round two grades from 21 until, I don't know, 50, or really until 65. So let's get a couple of picks in there. And
they still would draft a quarterback, though, with one of those picks.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Howard, Milroe, maybe.
People are going to need to wrap their heads around that. There is a 0% chance the Steelers walk away from this draft without having taken a quarterback.
Right.
They are definitely taking one, whether it's in round one or they get back into round two and they take a Milroe or a Will Howard or a Kyle McCord a little bit later on. Shuck is a guy that has been hovering early round two. Like, they're going to get a guy. Absolutely. I think drafting Shedeur 21st overall is a massive gift. Like, if he's staring them in the face and you take a quarterback that could be your franchise guy without having to do anything other than walk on up to the podium, that's a dream right there, baby.
I agree.
Because next year it's all about moving up. Package picks, move up. Package picks, get your guy. You take a shot without having to do anything. It's beautiful. And if you do that, trade next year's second round pick or a third and a fifth, whatever, and get back into the second round so you can start taking defensive linemen. Because you can get back in. There will be quarterback hungry teams next year. Give up a second round pick, give up a third and a fifth, something like that, whatever. Get back into the second round this year. Because if you take Shador and then don't get to pick again until 84th, you are not going to have your roster in a place where you'd like it coming into the season, particularly at defensive line, where you probably don't have just one hole, but probably two. So I'd like to see them get back into the second round, honestly, no matter what happens. If it's Shador, take a pick from next year, move in.
Yes.
If you don't get Shador, take the 21st pick, move back, and see if you can find yourself a second rounder. 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh Trusted Plumbing, an HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Do you anticipate any player trades?
We'll get into that a little bit later. Brooke Pryor with some interesting stuff on George Pickens. I don't. Do you?
Nope.
Weirdly, the guy that I think could move, and I haven't been told this at all, but you would trade from a position of strength, right? Like, if you trade Pickens, you're going to have to then replace Pickens.
Correct.
I could see a Herbig going, like someone like that. I mean, I think across the roster, you're not looking at a roster that's stacked with depth. I don't think you get a lot in return for Herbig either.
Mm-mm.
But if you're going to move a player, I would look at that position because it's one of the few where there's some depth. I don't see them moving Minka.
No.
They're not going to trade TJ.
Nope.
No, I think this is what you got. The only other option would have been Pickens, and it doesn't sound like they're going to do that. So, no, I don't see that happening. And I think because you've got so much coming down the pike next year in terms of draft equity, if you want to get back into the second round, you don't have to give up a player this year. But trading Pickens, man, let's say... You probably wouldn't, but let's say you got a second-round pick for Pickens. You're probably going to use that on a wide receiver.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
It doesn't make any sense.
You'd get cheaper, you'd get younger, but you'd probably get a worse player. I mean, you'd get an unknown player, but Pickens was a first-round talent. A second-round wide receiver in this draft probably isn't a second-round receiver in any of the last three or four drafts. So you're getting a much lesser prospect. Probably one with his head screwed on straight a little bit more, but is he going to be as productive? Probably not.
Probably not.
All right.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.